This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 200. And vulnerability is powerful.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Hey there, Brenda.
It's Carol.
Exactly. So which leg are we operating on?
You mean arm?
It's all connected.
Asking the right question can greatly impact your future.
Are you sure you're an orthopedist?
Actually, I'm a Sagittarius.
Especially when it comes to your finances.
Do you have a question?
Are you a certified financial planner?
Yes, I'm a CFP professional.
CFP professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Brené Brown said, owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it. Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy, the experiences that make us the most vulnerable. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkest, we will discover the infinite power of our light. I am so blessed and grateful to be here, episode number 200. I had no clue when this would happen or if it would ever happen. So first off, thank you all so much for being here and listening to this 5 Minute Friday, a monumental number 200 episodes. And thank you for being a supporter for however long you've been here at the School of Greatness. I want to share something that's been opening up for me lately. Over the last couple years, I've grown a lot from this podcast. This podcast is 2.5 years old, started in January of 2013, and a lot has happened and evolved for me. I've learned so many lessons from all the great minds that I've been able to interview and bring on this podcast. So much has opened up for me in the process of this journey, and I hope that a lot has opened up for you as well, as it looks like it is, because I get so many messages from you guys, emails letting me know what you've broken through in your life, where you've been holding back, and how one specific quote in an episode really brought you forward in that moment and has transformed your life. So thank you all for sharing that impact that this has made. And again, I'm going to continue to bring powerful guests that hopefully support your growth, bring more lessons to you, and help you live a happier, more fulfilled life. Now, I definitely don't have it all figured out. I'm still learning, and I'm going to be learning till the day I die. And I've got a long way to go to achieve the level of greatness that I want to achieve in all areas of my life. It's a constant journey. It's a constant battle of figuring out what is right, what is wrong, what works, what doesn't work. Making sure I'm taking care of myself while supporting others, not hurting people while I take care of myself. I'm constantly learning how to be in the world and how to express myself fully, openly, authentically, lovingly, and true to who I am. And so much has evolved for me. One of the key lessons that I've learned specifically from this journey of the School of Greatness is that vulnerability is power. And vulnerability creates so much freedom if we allow ourselves to open up and show ourselves to the world. Now, that doesn't mean you have to tell all of your biggest, darkest secrets, all the things that you're afraid of and ashamed of, and announce them publicly on social media to the whole world. I'm not saying that's something you need to do. What I'm saying is I have experienced so much freedom and joy and a sense of relief by being vulnerable, as opposed to just being perfect all the time, and having to put on this perfect mask and having to put something out that's always perfect with my business, my design, my products, my courses, my services, you know, the way I look, the things I say, by letting go of this perfectionism, this perfection prison that I've lived in for a long time in my life, where I felt like I needed to look a certain way and everything had to be a certain way in order for me to be great. I realized that greatness is not about being perfect. Really, it's about being yourself and being imperfect and being okay with those imperfections and allowing yourself to be vulnerable in those moments. And because vulnerability, guys, creates so much more trust and connection and community and unity and love. And it allows people to see you for who you are and not just see you as some superhero that can't be touched. So what I want to bring forth today and just shed the light on is really allow yourself to be vulnerable in your life. Again, it doesn't mean you have to share your deepest, darkest secrets like sometimes I've done here on the podcast to the world, but talk about it with your family. Talk about the things that you're afraid of, the things that scare you. Maybe talk about some of the things that you felt some shame in your life around, and have a conversation with your parents, with your siblings, with your loved ones, your kids. Have a conversation with some of your closest friends to start, and just start allowing yourself to open up in ways that maybe you've never allowed yourself before. Start asking questions that you've never asked and have those interesting, messy conversations with your friends. I'm telling you, when you do it and you create that space in a loving, vulnerable way, and you do it in a way where someone else can receive it, the conversation that you'll create will be magical. The freedom that you have will be powerful, and you'll be one step closer to living and being great in whatever it is you want to be. So thank you guys so much for listening. Again, I'm overwhelmed by the support that we have here on the School of Greatness podcast. Being vulnerable is not easy for me specifically as a 6'4", you know, athletic jock type guy who played football and just, you know, wants to rough it up a lot. It's not easy, but it's powerful. And I still get to learn how to be vulnerable myself. And I still am learning those lessons, and I'm not perfect, but I'm owning it and being responsible for it. So thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. It means the world to me that you listen and that you share these interviews with these great influencers. Vulnerability is power, guys. I hope you guys find some clarity in your life today. You ask a different question today. You think differently. You respond differently, and you open up in a vulnerable, powerful way. This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 200. You guys know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Let childhood rule your family vacation. Start planning your trip to the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.